I want to talk a few moments this morning. I can't get away from it. Developing your faith for miracles. Developing your faith for miracles. I want you to write some words down because one word is measure. Measure. Because you only start with a measure of faith. We'll look at that in Romans 12:2. Romans 12:3. The measure. Then also to develop your faith for miracles, your mindset gonna have something to do with it. Thirdly, you're gonna have to know how to keep your faith mixed. The mixing of your faith. All right? That's very important. There's a question was asked in Judges chapter 6. We need to look at that question. This young man looking at his insufficiencies and his inabilities. And that's why you can hinder your faith when you go to looking at your insufficiencies and your inabilities and wonder how it's going to work out. Or if you never have seen a miracle. Now, most Christians never have seen a miracle. I've seen a few in my day. But then the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 13. And I think the church is asking this question also today. And that's why God mixed me up this morning. And I want to go some other way. Just mix me up. I've had God mix me up so bad, I just shut up. Because he wanted a certain thing he wants you to preach. I want ministers to learn that sometimes he just, nothing works. You can pick out 95 notes. You can dig every book you got, every Bible. And he don't say nothing. Yes, he says, I want you to totally depend upon me. So this question has to be answered in Judges 6:13. And Gideon said unto him, talking to the Lord, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Why I can't get out of this mess? And where be all the miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? I mean, and told us all these miracles. What he had now? And now the Lord has forsaken us? See, so when your faith is not trained to operate in miracles, sometimes you believe the Lord hath forsaken you. You see what I'm saying? And so what the Lord wants to do is show us how always to have our faith miracle-orientated. Or have a miracle mindset that this thing that look like I'm insufficient of doing is just where God began to work. Yes, in other words, you're going to run up on things in life that you can't handle. Yes, sir. It almost you have to keep this term close to you. God is my sufficiency. Yeah, my God is my sufficiency. So that's important. Because that's miracle working statement. That's a miracle working statement there because you up against something you can't handle. You up against something that naturally, physically, mentally, money can't do it. Yes, see, there's some things money can't do. Yes, money can't do it. So you have to have, the only thing that can cause it to happen is a supernatural manifestation from God. Which is called a miracle. Now, the Bible taught us that the supernatural is profitable because it teaches in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 those 9 manifestations of the Holy Ghost. And one of those, they call the power gift, is the working of miracles. The working of miracles. In other words, God, with that supernatural gift, give you the ability to work a miracle. But I'm talking about miracles being normal in your life. Miracles on daily basis. Your faith your faith creating miracles on daily basis. Now, there's a glimpse there. The boy, you see the boy asked the question, right? Where be all the miracles? Y'all got that? He said, where be all the miracles? In other words, he's not seeing no miracles. And not, he's being called by God to do some things that going to need miracles. And he had not seen. He said, where the miracles at? So now, here's a statement I learned many years ago. The Spirit of God taught me that what caused miracles to happen all the time in your life is in Jesus' first miracle. He taught the major step in the first miracle is in John Gospel, chapter 2, verse 5. Y'all know what it says, right? Whatsoever he says to you, do it. That is a miracle statement beyond. And so in developing your faith for miracles, you're going to have that statement as a primer at all times, because miracles does not come regularly. Miracles are not ABC. Miracles are not 1, 2, 3. Miracles are your faith and your God doing something out of the ordinary. Yes, sir. It boils on to Mark, 9:23? If thou can believe. Yes, sir. See, miracles cross over the rim of impossibilities. Miracles have no guideline where you can't go no further. You can't stop a miracle. You can't block a miracle. Miracle make new lines. You know what I'm saying? See, nobody never crossed that miracle. Say, well, I'm going to put it 500 feet further. You know, so that's the type of faith you want to have. You want to have faith that expecting miracles from God at all time. I expect a miracle. Say it. Yeah, see, and so when it seemed like you were jammed, it seemed like you can't go no further, it seemed like there's no other help, you need to be able to say, your faith need to be able to say, I expect a miracle. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. See. And listen, my brother and sister, I heard someone say this before, miracles just don't happen. Mm-hmm. Miracles has to be activated by someone's faith, someone trusting God to do something out of the ordinary. All right, so now, let's go to Romans 12 and look at this. This boy didn't ask where be all the miracles. And God stepped him out right out in the miracles because he did some fabulous thing. But developing your faith for miracles will keep you to the position that you're not overly concerned. Worry and fear and failure, all that has to leave you when you develop your faith for miracles. Look in Romans chapter 12. Let's look there again, because there's three or four things in that chapter, in that verse, that third verse. You know, you're talking about renewing your mind in the second verse. So your mindset's got something to do with it. But that third verse, Romans 12:3. I'm reading Romans 12:3 about miracles. I just want to make that statement. I'm going in Romans 12:3 because in Romans 12:3, there are revelation of developing a miracle mindset. Yes, sir. Revelation of developing a miracle mindset. Romans 12:3. For I say to the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself. Now, I told you to underline these three words three times. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think. Yes, sir. Soberly, according to God, that dealt to every man the measure of faith. So you got to have a certain mindset from the Spirit, a renewed mind to really operate in faith. Regular mind can't operate in faith. You got to have a mind that is built by the Word of God, a mind that is built by the Word of God, not just a mental mind, not just a psychological mind. You have to have a renewed mind, a spiritual, a spiritual mind. I think in Romans 8, Romans 8, 28, 29, and 30. Romans 8, 26, 27, 28, when they talk about praying in the Spirit, about your infirmities. Turn there. Because you're going to train your mind to submit to your faith. And a natural mind is not going to submit to your faith. It has to be a spiritual mind. Your infirmities will have to be dealt with, because the word can't and ain't. Such words like that will rob you of stepping into a dimension that you've never been in before. You have to know how to yield to the Spirit of God. Are you following me? So here in Romans 8, 26, the Spirit called likewise. 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be. It's talking about praying in the Spirit, but I want to show you something. That in developing your faith for miracles, you need to know this. In the 27th verse, it says, and he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Underline that. What is the mind of the Spirit? Knows what is the mind of the Spirit. So he that searches the heart, he that searches the soul, he that searches the inner man, knows what is the mind of the Spirit. So we're actually talking about developing in you the mind of the Spirit. Uh-huh. See, it's not talking about two and two is four. It's talking about a dimension. It's talking about the Bible also talks about having, let me show you again, the mind of the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit correlates, let me give you this too. I know why he was just telling me. The mind of the Spirit correlates with another verse here, another statement that I want you to see. When you put those two together, you're gone, all right? Watch. He says now, he's talking about the mind of the Spirit. Like what the Spirit always helps out from, we know what we should pray for as we want the Spirit. That makes it simple, we cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. In that same voice, now you got something else to develop your faith for miracles. Not only in the 27th verse is the mind of the Spirit, but he says, because he makes intercession for the saints, that last statement in the 27th verse. That last statement in the 27th verse, who see it? Yes. According to the will of God. Yes. Now, when you dancing in your faith, when you have dancing in your faith, the mind of the Spirit and the will of God, you're in miracle territory. Yes. Are you following me? Yes, you're in miracle territory. Then you can involve your calling. You call. A miracle. Wow. You call to do the supernatural. Wow. See? Matter of fact, one of your purpose is stepping beyond boundaries. Wow.
That's good.
Good. Barricades are set up for you to tear them down.
Yes,
sir. And when someone see you tear them down, they say, how you did that? It's a man called Jesus. The person gets saved. See, you, the miraculous and the supernatural is not just for you.
Sure.
Is God, listen, you listening?
Yeah.
God wants to use you as an instrument of miracle.
Wow.
God want to use me.
Yeah.
Say it.
God wants to use me
as an instrument
for
his miracle.
For his miracle.
Wow. And then we find out two things now.
Yes.
Two things. The mind of the Spirit and the will of God. Let's go back. Whatsoever he said to you, do it.
Yes,
the mind of the Spirit. Because
yes,
you're not going to say it unless you got the mind of the Spirit.
Yes,
you're not going to do it unless you have the mind of the Spirit.
Yes,
the mind of the Spirit is in this book.
Yes,
the mind of the Spirit is right here.
Yes,
this is the mind of the Spirit. Men wrote that they're moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So God's word is his mind.
Yeah, that's good.
Now look in 1 Corinthians 2. Look in 1 Corinthians 2. We'll see that.
Okay.
Look in 1 Corinthians 2. Because the natural man not going to do it.
Yes,
1 Corinthians 2:14, He can't handle it. He can't, the natural man can't handle miracles because he got to have his I dotted and T's crossed. And miracles does not work there. Whatever he says, you do it. Even if it looks stupid. And even everybody else laugh at you. Don't you know when those men poured that water in that barrier that there were people laughing at them? Said with your stupid self, just doing everything that lady tell you to do. But after the laughing will be over. When you functioning, at first look like you're fake. At first look like you're a fool. At first you look like you're a false prophet. At first look like you're going out your mind. But after they stand and watch, when the results come, they're going to recognize that you are a miracle worker for God. See? So it's sort of like, in first Corinthians, sort of like Jesus look foolish in Hebrews 12, 2. Turn there. I'm just everywhere. And we'll come back. We'll come back. Where was that? I had you where? Where I had you at? Huh? 1 Corinthians 2. Well, let's get in and then we'll go there. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 because I'm going to get 1 Corinthians 2 because I want to show you something now. Verse 2:16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Yes, sir.
So now we got the mind of the Spirit, the mind of Christ, and in Isaiah 55, we have the mind of God.
Wow.
He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. But he taught us how our thought can be a thought because he said, my thoughts is in my word, my ways is in my word. When you got my word, you got my thought. And it won't return to your void. So it's miracle working power. It's miracle. Where are we supposed to go? I got excited about a scripture. Huh? The Hebrew 2:12. Because sometimes look like it's not working out. With miracles, Hebrews 12:2 is important to hold out till the miracle manifests.
Yes, sir.
And the way to do it is keep looking.
Yes, sir.
Under Jesus, yes. The author, you don't have to finish it. Paul said, I was fully persuaded in Romans 4 that what he had promised, he was also able to perform it. So recognize that you're not the performer, you're the carrier.
Yes, sir.
He said, look, see, you keep, when you need a miracle, you keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He's the author and finisher of it, all right? Who for the joy that, now give an example, who for the joy that was set before him, you see it?
Yes, sir.
Endured the cross. Now you're gonna have to endure for miracles.
Yes, sir.
And then you're gonna have to despise the shame because their religious folks won't let you go to a miracle.
Yes, sir.
They say no, they don't. They won't let you go. They don't have it. You see, they don't fully have the mind of the Spirit. They don't have the mind of Christ. They don't have the mind of God. So when you out of the ordinary, when you shifting in a realm of trust. When you're shifting in the realm of God, I've been through that many times, man. I tell you, God is my sufficiency. When you're shifting, boy, you better be trusting God or you're going to be in trouble. There are times, see, miracles, you can't go to men. If you go to men, men going to talk you out of a miracle because they're going to start dealing with facts instead of truth. You ain't heard that. You got to hear that. Yeah, it's very important. Lauren, you heard that? They're going to be dealing with facts. And not truth.
Yes, sir.
See, miracles does not work by facts. Wow!
Right.
Miracles manifest through truth. Trust.
Yeah.
That I trust God.
Yeah.
You see? And then you have to know there'll be moments that when you function in miracles, you're going to be despised. Rejected.
Yes, sir.
False prophet.
Yes, sir.
See. God sent me out there to deal with money miracles. That's one of my missions.
Yes, sir.
Train people on receiving money miracles.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, people say he's a money monger, but they just don't understand what the mission is. The mission is, you see what I'm saying? They don't understand. So what I got to do now, I got to keep loving them. I got to keep doing what I'm doing. I can't beat them side the head or show off. I just got to keep on because I need to step in some other miracle. There's a miracle. That's right down on your note. There's miracles waiting on me. I heard that just now. You write it down. There's miracles waiting on me, and the apostle is teaching me how to get there.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Huh? So you're not going to be with Gideon no more. Where are the miracles? Because when you ask that question, you know what God said? I'm waiting on you. If there's such a word, God says, I never have been miracle-less. I make a word, you know, miracle-less. God said, you know, God said, I live in miracles. So if God live in miracles, woohoo, and I mean God, so I can live in miracles. So we got the mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit, the will of God, the word of God, are things that are ingredients of miracles. Uh-huh. We saw that, right? I showed it to you in the scripture. Showed it to you, right? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
All right, now. Now, we have the measure of faith. Wait a minute, go back. Sometime, miracles will shame you in the natural. They will flat foot make you look stupid. You can't go to a miracle normally. Miracles does not work in the ABCs of men ideals. You can't take a miracle to the lab. You can't take it. There's no lab can work a miracle out because a miracle creating things, a miracle moving in areas that nobody ever been in before. So you're going to have faith. You see what I'm saying? And that's why Jesus endured the cross and people just laughed at him, but he knew where he was going. See, so every time you are challenged, my brothers and sisters, know your destiny is a miracle. Know as long as you stay faithful, your God can't let you down. So whatever you may be going through right now, those who listen to me, look, there's a miracle on the other end.
Yes,
now, God had me here teaching you this so you can go ahead and put yourself in order to have your faith looking for a miracle.
Yes, sir. That's so good, Lord.
What is impossible with men, all things are possible with God.
Yes, sir.
Our God is a miracle working God. But that's something you have to know. But what I started off with, I want you to know it. I want you to have this word. You got to measure faith. Now, here's what happened most of the time, and the miracle don't occur. Go to Hebrew. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. I want to share with you Hebrews 4, how to mix your faith with miracles. You got to mix your faith with miracle. The word of God is the only miracle ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's good.
So if you're trying to walk in miracles with your faith, and if you don't mix it with the word of God,
yeah,
if the word of God is not in the mix,
yeah, right.
I mean, you can have a lot of ideas, a lot of theories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if the word, if the spirit and life of the word, see, the miracles are spirit and life. Hello, miracles are spirit and life. Miracles are the very characteristic of God. So God put miracles in his word. And then he gave you something to get it out, faith.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's good. That's it.
Yeah. Wave your hand if you see me.
Yep.
See, faith has the ability to pull miracles out of the word. So when you're dealing with something and God sends you to a scripture, he's sending you to a miracle.
Wow.
So all you got to do is let the Holy Ghost, yield to the Holy Ghost, and let the Holy Ghost mix your faith with that word, and it will produce the miracle.
Wow.
You just got your miracle.
Yes, sir. That's so good.
Something you might have been dealing with 10, 15 years, but the Lord sent me here this morning to tell you how to develop your faith for miracle. A Christian cannot live without miracle because the enemy hate us because we left his camp. And we're here representing the Lord God, and we got to have a miraculous life. You got to have a life of miracles to represent God, because the enemy is the God of this world, and he's going to pull you somewhere you don't need to go if you're not operating in the miracle power of God. So here we are. There's an element of when you understand this type of faith, there's an element of no matter what happened, you still stay in rest. You feel disturbed. The facts are disturbed. It looks like failure. You look like a fool. But your faith override all that. Because faith going to destroy that failure. It's going to destroy that fear. It's going to destroy that foolishness. It's going to wipe it out. It's finally going to wipe it out. But you got to be strong enough to, all right, Lord, I hear you. Despise the shame.
Yes, sir.
Despise the shame. Because if you don't want to run with the group, running with the group, you're not going to have no miracle.
Yes,
so if you don't want to run with the normal pattern of the group, they're going to push you out. And they're going to, oh, yeah, yeah. There's another thing Satan used to stop miracles, mockery. They're going to mark you. There's two marks, M-A-R-K, they're going to mark, and M-O-C, how you spell the other one? M-O-C-K. They're going to do both. They're going to mark you as a renegade, and they're going to mark you as a false person.
Wow.
The miracle right in the middle of them, though. I've seen it over and over and over again.
That's good.
But you got to despise the shame.
Yeah.
See, Jesus is our example.
Yeah.
So he set a pattern, and the cross is the crux of everything. The cross, if Jesus could handle the cross and come out victorious,
yes, sir.
He did it for you to see how to do it.
Yes, sir.
So there are going to be moments that it's not going to look like it's working. But there's a joy on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
You know it's working. So the mockery and the marker and everything they're doing against you, you know on the latter end, they're going to have to be quiet.
Yes,
I've seen it over and over and over again. I'm going to see it many more times. Because when you're working, see, when you're working in the miracle power of God, you're working in another dimension. Quite natural man not going to understand you. Quite natural religion not going to understand you. Members of the Word of Life, I hold my hands out to you. You got to be bold to be a member of this church. Because people say, well, are you going down to that church? Yeah, but look at you during the pandemic. They ain't saying nothing now, right? No, because y'all know. Y'all got words in you. You know what to do. You know how to do it. You know God not going to let you down. I've taught you that. Huh? You in peace in a pandemic.
Yes,
no, he said, this is what pastor said. See, this is what the apostle said. I'm going to my prayer room.
Yes, sir.
This looks wrong, but it's gonna come out right. you see, that when you're taught properly, now all those people, I don't want to hurt them, But all the people who make mockery at you, call and see what happened at their house. Call and see what they're doing. Call, they're watching television. You don't have to watch television. You got a television. I taught you the real television. See, so it does matter what church you go to. And so if you stepping out, and you stepping out, and family members and people despise you because you have stepped out, and because God have called you to a higher level, don't let them stop you. There's more pandemic coming. And we're getting you ready now. That's why I'm getting you ready for miracles. Because in this season, you're going to live a miraculous life. And that's what I'm here to, this message this morning is to prepare us for the next hit. we'll be ready for it. Because my man of God has trained me to develop my faith for miracles. Not for the media.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Come on.
For miracles.
Yes.
So when you the major faith, the mindset, we're gonna deal with the mixing now.
Yes,
then the miracles and the manifestation of that coming.
Yes,
all right. Yes, let's deal with it in Hebrews chapter 4. See, in the fact of knowing there's no impossibility, in the fact of knowing that God still is a miracle-working God, all right? And then here in Hebrews 4, let us therefore fear, for verse 1, lest a promise being left us of entering into this rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. I call for rest for Word of Life Christian Center. I want y'all to enter. Look at his voice with me. Come on, children. Look at his voice. I want you to enter into his rest right now. God will never let you down. God can't fail. God is not a loser.
That's right.
If he said he that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High should abide in the shadow of the Almighty, that's where you are. If you say, if God is for me, who can be against me? That's where we are. If he said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that's where we are. If he said, I'm a present help in the time of trouble, that's where we are. If he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that's where we are. I'm talking to you, Word of Life. You see, I come at you alive. This ain't no tape. This is Leroy. I've been doing it ever since the epidemic. Because I want you to know I'm here for you.
Yes, sir.
I got sons can preach to God. My sons can preach. But I've been pushing myself. I done preached 7 or 8 times this week. I'm pushing myself because I want you to hear my voice.
Yes, sir.
And know it. All is well. Good God.
Yes, yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I won't send you no tape. I want to be alive, be flexible, right at the moment while you're watching this broadcast, so you can pick up in the spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
Ah!
Hallelujah.
All is well.
All is well.
Abide
in peace.
In peace. Yeah, I'll make a statement. You got to really have heard the first part of his message. the pandemic come. I'm saying it right?
Yep.
Pandemic come. It came to get people straight and let them know that they're not God.
That's right. Yes,
so God permitted. God could have stopped, but he permitted it.
Yes, sir.
But it came to bring us miracle.
Yeah.
You didn't hear me. I know y'all ain't, nothing move on the screen, so I know y'all didn't hear me. It came to bring us a miracle. Because now we got to stand on the word. And when you stand on the word, miracles come out. Yeah, you got all I got, God, is you. The doctor doing all they can. The president and the politician doing all they can. But this thing's still running, God. All I got is you, so I'm going to stand on this word. I can't call the doctor now, Lord. I can't call the politician now. I can't call the psychologist now. So I got to call you. He said, call on me. I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things. That's where we are right now. See, God's showing us direction, showing us move to make right now. Showing us where to go, where not to go, when to stop, when to go ahead. We're living in the realm of the supernatural. May your miracle hit your life today. That's what I'm here for. I know God. I know I'm backed up by a mighty God, a miracle working God. I mean, whatever miracle you need in your body, whatever miracle you need in your immune system, whatever miracles you need in your organs now to get you in a position that you resist this disease that is not sent to you, come to you now. I call for your miracle. I call for your miracle for your heart, for your liver, for your pancreas, for your lungs, whatever, or your lymphatic system, your circulatory system. I call for your miracle right now. In the name of Jesus. I'm sent here this morning. And I'm calling for the miracle. I help everybody who want it, but especially the Word of Life Christian Center. I'm calling for your miracle as your shepherd. Whatever you're dealing with. May your breath be easy. That hard breathing. Right now you're going to start breathing easy. In the name of Jesus. Worry and fear about money and finances, wipe, you're going to get a financial miracle. I declare and decree in Jesus' name. Whew. All right, let's look at Hebrews 4. I'm going to close in a minute. Ted, I'm developing my faith for miracles. Miracles cometh. To me now. I might preach that next week. Miracles coming to me now. Miracles coming. Say it. Miracles coming. Yeah, I got my message for next week. Miracles coming to me right now. Woo! I ain't never heard about it. I said miracles coming to me right now. Now I didn't say miracle. I said miracles. Plural. Coming to me now. Coming to my house now. Coming to my family now. Coming to my business now. Coming to my ministry now. My body. Miracles coming to my body now. See, my faith done got loose, man. The revelation to come, man. See, we're calling for miracles. I'm calling for miracles. And boy, God rocking, man. God said, what? Who that? Somebody down there called him. Somebody down there said, miracles coming to me now. Miracles coming to me now. Every miracle I need. Coming to me now. Health miracle. Wealth miracle. Wisdom miracle. Grace miracle. Glory miracle. Coming to me now. I'm a miracle going somewhere to happen. It's a supernatural manifestation of God. Miracles are supernatural manifestation of God. Miracles are supernatural explanations of God. Yeah, miracles are supernatural pictures of God. Miracles of God, miracles show us a God who can't be stopped, a God who can't be jammed. Miracles is where God can work out, where God can't live a normal life. God got to live a miracle life. And he don't want you living a normal life. He wants you living a miracle life. He wants you to be in a jam and walk right out of it.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all seeing this? I serve a miracle working God. A miracle working Jesus. A miracle working Holy Spirit. I live in a miracle kingdom. The kingdom of God is a miracle kingdom. I don't just live in America. I live in miracles. When a miracle go crazy, I walk in my miracle. America don't rule my life. I respect the flag, the United States flag, but I got another flag. Yeah, he says, one of his name is Shema.
Yeah, banner over my head.
He's the banner over my head. Now, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to hang no American flag over the Christian flag. The American flag going to come under the Christian flag. See, because we got to get these stripes straight. Wow! We got to get these stripes straight. See, we got to get the state stripe and Christ stripe straight.
Wow! Wow!
Wow!
Come on, that's powerful.
See, I know why he messed with me this morning, because I'd never preach this, not in this anointing, if I wouldn't have let him. You see, and I get disturbed, but yet happy, you know, because I know he's about to do something. Now, how can we come here, the stripes on the United States flag and the stripe on Christ's back?
Wow.
I wonder who can run things better. And I wonder who's supposed to be at the top.
Wow. My goodness. Preach.
We just experienced a miracle.
Wow.
You got to deal with the right stripes.
Yes, sir.
He paid it all. Listen to this. God blessed a miracle, but you can't put a miracle ahead of the blessing.
That's right.
Wow. See, people think, now this is what you got to understand, my sister and brother. People think that you're out of order with the flag with the cross on it, and then put the flag with the stars on it. See, the flag with the stars must be under the flag with the cross.
Must be. Got to be. Yes, sir.
See, I see many people, and I don't hold them, that got the American flag in their yards, but not many got the flag of the cross, the Christian flag in their yard. You see, because men like to please men more than they please God. But when things get tight, everybody, oh God. Let me try to read this scripture. I got to close, man. But I let go for that revelation. I let go for that. What stripe you going to praise? Jesus died for me. Ooh, Jesus said, boy, I'm going to help you now. Jesus heard me. Jesus said, somebody done brought that out. Jesus' stripe is by his stripe I live. They're getting all mixed up about people putting the flag up, somebody get on their knees and all that stuff, and they're trying to crucify people because of that. And then people try to deal with racism, you know. But there ain't any problem. Just know the truth. What did he say you do? Truth will do what? Set you free. Well, tonight I'm here. You here? You're at your homes, I know. And we ain't coming back here until we know what to do. We ain't coming back here with no mask on. I'm shaking you and can't even see your face.
Come on,
I ain't preaching no masses.
Come on, sir.
I got a mask on. You can't hardly hear what I'm saying. Ooh. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. I need to close, Leroy. Let me read. I want to read this. I'm going to take up. We're going to talk about, what I say, we're going to talk about miracle. Miracle coming to the body of Christ. Miracles come. I like that. Y'all like miracle coming to the body of Christ. And so we're going to go through the Bible and look at miracle. We're going to see what the ingredients are and what the revelations are and how we can apply our faith for miracles coming to the body of Christ. Whatever he says to you, do it. Now, another scripture says in Luke chapter 5, when professionals had used all their abilities and failed, the miracle workers gave instruction. And if they said they would do it, but nothing had happened. But the Bible said, when they had this done, they received their miracle. And then there's the question that Saul asks when he's knocked off his beast. If you want a miracle, what will thou have me to do? That's a miracle. What will thou have me to do? That's real powerful, and we'll work on those in the miracle section. What will thou have me to do? That's one of the questions you got to ask. God permits you to get in position to don't have the answer. And you can't find the answer nowhere among your peers. So you got to go back in your closet and ask him, what will thou have me to do? When you ask that question, then your miracle is going to come. And whatever he says, you do it. See, the two got to go together. What will you have me to do? Well, and then when you have that done. See, then that's miracle weapon. But now, when we come back, we got to know how to mix our faith. That's what Hebrews 4 talking about. And then in Hebrews 2, he's talking about in miracles there are rest. See, I've been resting during this pandemic. See, listen to what I'm about to say, because it's going to help you. I have not been restless. Because the world system don't run my life. So I don't have to be here or be there. Because my life is almost normal now because I'm not ripping and running trying to find a life. See, so there's a rest. There's a rest. There's a revelation of rest that you must have to take you through anything. You know, Jesus, the revelation, Jesus said, come unto me. All you that live and hear with it, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. See what I'm saying? So there's a divine rest, but that rest is not a body rest. It's a soul rest. It's a mind rest. It's an emotion rest. It's a conscious rest. It's an imagination rest. It's a desire rest. It's a will rest. It's a special kind of rest that he's talking about. Then it comes over your body. But from within, let me close. From within, we must function from within. When you function from within, no matter what happened without, the within always overrule the without. And that's what God been trying to tell us. Christians live from within. We don't live by skin. We don't live by academic. We live from within our soul, within our spirit. And that's where the miracles and the signs and the wonders and the blessing and the glory and the victory resides on the inside of us. Rest, children. That's what I want to say to you. Rest. Pastor, I'm talking to you as a pastor now. I want you to enter into that rest. I want you to stop listening to all that stuff. I think Junior told you, distraction. Don't be distracted. No. Don't be distracted. I want you by the law of attraction, by the law of faith, by the law of the mind of Christ to attract to you what you need. Not distracted. You attract to you. By the way you think, Your thoughts attract certain things to you. Are you following me? And I declare that every member of Word of Life is a magnet. I declare that you have the ability to draw to your life exactly what you need. If you need peace, you need joy, you need happiness, you need rest, you need contentment, whatever you need, I decree right now that by the anointing on your life and the word that is in you, you will attract rest to you, and you lay down and sleep good, and you know God always going to provide for you. I declare that every member of Word of Life, you are well taken care of. I speak it over you right now. I speak that you'll live and not die. You'll be well and not sick. And you'll be rich and not broke. In Jesus' name. Who in the world don't want a pastor like me? I love y'all. Wow.